Section 3. Listening section. The king gave orders that his daughter should be laid on a magnificent couch covered with velvet and embroidery in the best room of the palace, and that the guards should be stationed at the chamber door night and day. The king and queen felt so sorrowful that they went away to a distant part of the kingdom. The very next day, the good fairy heard of the princess's misfortune and rushed to the palace in her chariot, drawn by fiery dragons. By touching them with her wand, she made all living things fall asleep. Ladies in waiting, maids of honor, officers, gentlemen in waiting, cooks, scullions, guards, pages, porters, even the horses and the cats. In a few days, a thick and thorny hedge grew up all around the palace. Moreover, the forest trees intertwined their branches to form a wall that neither man nor beast could get through.